Bistro in Portland. Also happening the same day on Saturday, October 5th, from 5 p.m. at the Helium Comedy Club. The Disoriented Comedy Tour is visiting Portland. Disoriented is an all-female APA comedy group founded by Jenny Yang and Atsuko Okatsuka. Fundraise will go towards the Asian American Woman at the South Asian Woman Empowerment and Resource Alliance and the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. Then later this month, the Asian Pacific American Chambers of Commerce presenting the first signature event, 2013 AAPI Appreciation Award Banquet, Friday, October 11th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Pavilion at the Portland Hilton Hotel. The AAPI Appreciation Award recognized the efforts of individual businesses, organizations, and government agencies that have made outstanding contributions to the Asian American Pacific Islander communities in Oregon and Southwest Washington. And then lastly, we have Clara C., a Korean American, a YouTube and an independent artist. With her 2013 acoustic concert tour, she'll be in Portland on October 26th at the Backspace starting at 8 p.m.
You've been listening to APA Compass. We want to say a special thank you to our guests, Roy Matsumoto, Shig Imai, Chiki Ishihara-White, Amy Ueki, and Vivek Bald. Today's program was produced by Kahir, Sarika Mehta, Anna Preble, and Andrew Ye. Tune in to APA Compass on the first Friday of every month at 9 a.m. here on KBOO Community Radio. If you have questions, comments, or ideas, you can connect with us through our Facebook account. Podcasts are available on apacompass.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening to APA Compass.
This is KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 10:02 a.m. We're going to jump right into Air Cascadia with your host, Chris Andre, followed by Flashpoints. Stay tuned.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, October 4th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Today, my guests are Michael Dorsey and Evan Weber, co-authors of the just-released report, The Plan, How the U.S. Can Help Stabilize the Climate and Create a Clean Energy Future. We'll have both of these the guests on, and Michael Dorsey, as many listeners know, has been on the show before. This should be interesting. I'm sure that the U.S. can. The question is, will it? It takes a colossal amount of political willpower to pull off that sort of a hat trick in this political climate. And couldn't be better timing, as TEPCO issues yet another timid projectile packed with the cautious lies of the terminally self-interested. More radioactive water pouring out of Fukushima. Right, but they say that there's no detectable radioactivity in the water there. You know why? It's all wound up in the fish over here. And Cascadia Occupy activists are demanding their day in court. The police, it's a very frequent tactic to downgrade charges to misdemeanors in order to avoid those embarrassing jury trials where the Justice Department's dirty laundry is aired in public. And the weather. Low-lying areas sucked in this morning, and here comes the sun, my friends, with a high near 64. Increasing clouds overnight with a low around 45. Saturday dawns mostly cloudy, and then gradually that burns off with a high at 69, and Saturday night partly cloudy, lows around 49. Let me just say this. That was in the city. In the country, it's much colder than that. And Sunday night, a moderate chance of rain with a low around 49. And the alternative forecast. This new root moon in Virgo is 29 days old. Your synodic forecasts. So leafy vegetables and annuals that produce above ground grains are also good to plant now. And get out there and pick vegetables if you plan to be storing them over the winter. Oh, there's always pickling, of course. The biodynamic outlook moon in Virgo. It's an earth sign. So focus on root plants. And fruits harvested right now will store longer, presumably if you've been farming biodynamically. The sidereal forecast moon in Virgo, dry and barren, good time for garden maintenance. But what time isn't? And that's it for your alternative and conventional forecasts. We have a very briefly couple of items just to address here in Cascadia before we move on and speak with our guests this morning. A 14-year-old boy shot and killed two men during an Oregon hunting trip. I suppose this is more sort of Cascadian than driving around the capital in D.C. with an infant in your vehicle and eventually winding up in them. I suppose it looks right now like a suicide by police, but very little is known about the incident yesterday in Washington, D.C., other than is yet another tragic symptom of the dysfunction, the pathology that all of us here in this country are laboring under, attempting to dig our way out of the madness. Here, of course, a deer hunting trip in northeastern Oregon went bad. The 14 years old, two others at a cabin where the group was staying. The boy, it's reportedly accidentally shot and wounded himself after attempting to run from the cabin. It's a weird story, and I expect that more light shed on it will only serve to reveal even deeper weirdness. We have the Oregon lawmakers now to hold accountable for voting to cut retirement benefits for government workers and also to bestow upon Monsanto the freedom to do as it will with the public's the food sources. GMOs, of course, and we're no stranger to that. We, in many cases, don't know exactly what we're eating and what form of genetic magic has gone into it. Suffice it to say, we tried to get Ivan Molesky on this morning. I wanted to ask Ivan if it was okay for me to say on the radio, let's buy a name something like GM No, and start warning our customers for Oregon's agricultural products to stay away from Oregon agricultural products until this is settled, because they don't know and we can't guarantee whether or not such items are genetically engineered or not. Since I wasn't able to reach Ivan, I wasn't able to ask whether I could say that or not. So, moving straight along, this affects all of us. This is Cascadia's story. It's an American story. It's a global story. We have only one planet. And right now, that planet is in grave danger. The U.S. being the most powerful, armed to the teeth, bit nuts from time to time, but nonetheless, most powerful nation on the face of the earth, obviously positioned uniquely to lead the plan to stabilize the climate, and create a clean energy future. Is this really doable? We're going to be speaking today with Michael Dorsey and Evan Weber, the co-authors of the just-released report. Good morning, Michael, and good morning, Evan.
Morning. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
We're okay, as far as we know. We're fending off Monsanto and changes in the climate that are unforeseen and shouldn't surprise us, but for some reason they always do. Why? I want to ask, this is just a question for either one of you. Why is it that human beings seem to be wired in such a way that they respond sometimes somewhat admirably to disasters that hit fast and slowly unrolling disasters such as the current climate catastrophe that we are all embroiled in? Why can't we respond with the same alacrity to these kind of things? It would seem this is the biggest problem of these times.
Chris, we live in the present, and unfortunately, we have short attention spans that are oftentimes captivated by disasters, and we don't spend enough time thinking about the serious steps we need to take in planning for our future. And that's why we wrote the plan, which your listeners can get a copy of and engage in the conversation at usclimateplan.org.
So the IPCC report came out, and America's... What did you see in the way that that the U.S. conducted itself and engaged with the rest of the world in the effort to solve the problem?
So we, in our report, we took a look.
Is this Evan speaking now?
This is Evan.
Thanks.
Speaking.
Okay.
We took a look at the effort that the U.S. has made and where our current policies are in terms of really getting to where the IPCC says we need to be, and our emissions cuts that we've agreed to internationally just aren't enough to face off this crisis, and the policies that President Obama is putting forward won't even get us there, but our plan really does get us within the range of the emissions cuts that we need to reach, and that's why we're pushing it forward.
Can you give us a few highlights of the plan, talking points that you want listeners to start thinking about?
Sure. Well, first, the big one is that our main message is that it's still possible to avoid the worst impacts of climate change, and that our plan can reduce U.S. emissions 30% to 54% by 2020 and can lead us to carbon neutrality by 2050. But in the plan, the way we do this is by putting forward a bunch of different policy solutions that President Obama and the Congress can embrace now.
This is sort of fractal as opposed to fracking in that the plan, many aspects of it are actually scalable from a micro economic level all the way up to nations engaging in this. What really is the struggle of a generation, of a century, really. You mentioned that the White House plan calls for converting our nation's transportation fleets to run on compressed natural gas, but how are we to escape from this fracking nightmare, the natural gas extraction processes? Where's the water going to come from? We're short of water. Then this process takes massive quantities of water. Where's that coming from?
You know, Chris,
yeah.
Dr. Dorsey here. Chris, we've got to focus on a couple of things. We've got to get beyond fracking. We've got to keep the gas under the grass. We've got to keep oil in the soil. We've got to keep tar sands in the land. And that really means building out a renewable energy future for this country. What you said is exactly the case. When we thought about putting this together, thought about the answers that we as a country can take, we weren't just thinking about what's scalable. We were thinking about what's modular. We're thinking about what's aspirational and what's inspirational. The things that we talk about in this plan are not only things that Congress and the President can embrace, but they're things that individuals can do, they're things that communities can do, they're things that institutions like churches, schools can get on board with. Folks can all get on board with doing things like helping drive the transportation transition. Folks can all get on board with helping to reduce their use of fossil fuels. These are things, again, they're definitely scalable, they're modular, they inspire people, and they commit us to thinking about things we can do that are bigger and better, like what Americans do.
We're running out of time, as always. Both of you, I'm so happy to have you with us. We've got Dr. Michael Dawson, and we have Evan Weber today. Before we go out, from each of you, please, if you could just let our listeners, what do you want to leave listeners with? What's the main? This is an extraordinarily ambitious and inspiring plan, and of course we encourage people to have a look at it. But from each of you, what thought would you like to leave our listeners with today?
I would just like to say that I believe that the American public are ready for these types of solutions, but we really need bold solutions and not half-baked ones. In this case, there's no political negotiating with the climate and the future of our planet.
That was from Evan Weber. And Dr. Michael Dorsey, your thoughts?
I would just encourage folks to join us in the conversation, engaging with these ideas. Check out usclimateplan.org. and join us in this ongoing conversation and engaging not just the Congress, but also the President.
Thank you both so much. My guests have been, of course, Michael Dorsey and Evan Weber. Michael Dorsey has been at the Wesleyan University. He's a visiting scholar and professor of environmental policy at the University College of Environment for the 2012-2013 academic year. And the plan is one of the most extraordinary documents. This has been Air Cascadia for October 4th, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.